Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week has been massive for technology on a number of fronts, particularly around software innovation, security and developments in artificial intelligence. First up, let's talk about some headline-grabbing software releases and what they mean for users and developers everywhere. AMD have raised the bar once again with the launch of Ryzen AI Software 1.7. Optimizing its neural processing units to new heights. One of the biggest talking points is its support for additional large language models, making AI-driven apps faster, smarter, and more accessible to developers. If you rely on Ryzen AI tools, you'll be pleased to hear about a 40% performance boost in certain applications, a real leap forward in hardware-accelerated intelligence. Meanwhile, the free software world has also seen a significant release in GNU GUIX 1.5, especially for those keen on alternative architectures. This release introduces support for 64-bit RISC-V, opening the doors for experimentation and deployment on cutting-edge hardware, and includes a new ISO image for straightforward installation. The scale is impressive. Over 12,500 new packages have landed in the ecosystem, beefing up security, compatibility, and the overall user experience. For anyone passionate about gaming or high-performance graphics, Vulkan 1.4.340 has brought some serious upgrades with its latest API release. The most notable features are advanced extensions for better descriptor management and internal synchronization, both of which will result in smoother and faster gameplay. Linux users are in for a treat too, as Manjaro 26.0 debuts a more refined experience, blending the stability of Arch Linux with modern kernels and friendlier installation tools. The new release supports a diverse set of desktop environments with improved graphic stacks and continues to be a solid choice for both newcomers and veterans in the Linux space. Complementing these headline releases are a number of core technology updates that promise tangible speed and efficiency improvements. Mesa 26.1 is a standout, offering crucial performance enhancements specifically for AMD's RDNA 4 graphics architecture. With streamlined buffer management and smarter compute shaders, graphics workloads will see a new level of responsiveness. On the compression front, ZLib 60 Pace, built in Rust, has expanded hardware support for AVX 512 and introduced updated safety controls, boosting speed for processors on the cutting edge. Intel's Xeon 6780E, codenamed Sierra Forest, has also seen a 14% uplift in performance thanks to open-source software improvements in Linux. The takeaway for systems administrators is clear. Routine updates are making a measurable difference in real-world benchmarks. While performance gains are certainly headline-worthy, the past fortnight has placed an even greater focus on security across the software spectrum. With AI becoming increasingly sophisticated, evaluations have highlighted the growing danger posed by autonomous models that can identify and exploit internet vulnerabilities without human guidance. These findings are pushing organizations to double down on cybersecurity protocols and proactively counter potential risks. Major distributions like Debian and Fedora have also rolled out regular critical security updates, targeting high-impact vulnerabilities in widely used open-source apps. It's a testament to the open-source community's ongoing commitment to data protection, software reliability, and code transparency. A notable area of concern this month is an oversight in the Linux kernel Direct Rendering Manager graphics subsystem. It can potentially chew through massive amounts of kernel memory in certain conditions. Developers are actively working to mitigate this vulnerability, and users are encouraged to monitor their distributions for patches. Celebrating resilience and longevity in open source, React OS has reached its 30th anniversary, a remarkable achievement by any standard. The team remains staunchly committed to their original vision, delivering a Windows NT-compatible open-source operating system. Despite navigating legal, technical, and legacy challenges over 3 decades, React OS's developers continue to prove that open-source projects can survive and thrive with a passionate community at their back. Their persistent work underscores the value of alternatives in the operating system space, offering genuine choice outside the commercial tech giants. Adding to the flow of positive developments, the open-source feature store Feast has officially joined the growing PyTorch ecosystem. This matters for anyone working with machine learning, as Feast helps solve the so-called training-serving skew challenge in deploying AI models to production. By providing a standard way to manage, validate, and serve features, Feast helps teams ensure their models run consistently and predictably, boosting trust in AI outcomes. Streamlining day-to-day engineering practice, development tools, and migration processes have also seen strong progress lately. The Docker MCP Toolkit, working hand in hand with GitHub Copilot, is making it far less painful to port older x86 apps to new ARM64 environments. By automating compatibility analysis, this toolkit is slashing development effort, reducing risk, and simplifying the process for teams facing a migration project. Beyond migration, the Model Context Protocol server implementations are helping developers create intelligent connections between APIs, databases, and orchestration tools, nudging the ecosystem closer to fully automated deployment pipelines. Docker's toolkit is also driving multi-agent systems into the mainstream, simplifying complex setup and management tasks that used to be the domain of specialists. The market outlook for the tech sector over the next few years is being shaped by game-changing trends in automation and digital governance. AI agents have moved beyond mere hype. They're rapidly becoming essential to enterprise operations, helping companies automate not only workflows, but also entire operational frameworks. Analysts predict that by 2026, organizations will be running increasingly autonomous enterprises, with robust governance processes to ensure compliance and efficiency. As AI adoption accelerates, the challenge will be to balance digital innovation with proper oversight and risk management. This broader conversation overlaps with legal efforts to address digital ownership, as new legislative proposals work to empower consumers and redefine the boundaries of copyright in the digital era. These laws aim to give end users clearer rights over software and media purchases, aiming to fix long-standing gaps in how digital goods are bought, sold, and transferred. For developers, distributors, and users alike, the landscape is expected to become more transparent and user-friendly as these laws are adopted and refined in different jurisdictions. Wrapping up this week's highlights, it's clear that the technology landscape continues to accelerate on multiple fronts: software, security, automation, and legal frameworks. The message for enterprises and individuals alike is straightforward. Staying updated and engaged with open source advancements will drive operational efficiency, security, and a better digital experience across the board. As automation grows in complexity and reach, investment in solid governance and proactive technology adoption is absolutely critical. We're entering an era that will demand more adaptive structures, not just within our software, but in how organizations govern and protect digital assets at scale. That's it for this week's deep dive into what's new and noteworthy around open source and digital innovation. Thanks for listening.